Iowa State linebacker A.J. Klein racked up more than 100 tackles in each of his 3 years as a starter for the Cyclones. He also returned 4 interceptions for touchdowns, a very high total for any defensive player who's not in the secondary. Those big plays weren't all luck, Klein insists, and he hopes the film shows his instincts and football smarts to scouts.
I think it shows I play hard and I rally the football, and most importantly, I'm always around it, like you said, but I'm also making plays. And that's what teams are looking for. They're looking for people to be productive and be able to make plays. It's right place, right time, in a general sense, but people have to realize there's a lot of time and preparation that goes into game plans and breaking down film to put you in those situations to make those plays. It just doesn't happen by chance. But, again, I mean, just film study and working in practice. And, I mean, I kind of can, not guess, but kind of pick out situations in practice off of their film and see where I can maybe have a chance for an interception if I can snag one or something like that. So, yeah, a lot of preparation.
Klein was named co-defensive player of the year in the Big 12 Conference as a junior in 2011, but he has received just as much, if not more, attention for all those pick sixes. His favorite was a long one that came in front of the home crowd in Ames, Iowa.
I like Texas Tech this year. I mean, Texas Tech's pick six was fun. I mean, and just because the atmosphere I was in. I mean, I've had my I had one at Arrowhead Stadium, and I had one at where's my other one? At Missouri. So obviously, you don't get necessarily the whole crowd reaction like you do when you're at home. And taking back, it was like 87, 89 yards or something like that. I mean, that's a pretty long way to run. So, I mean, I was gassed, but, I mean, it was a great reaction by the crowd. And obviously, when you get everybody on top of you on the sideline, it's a good feeling.
Another good feeling for Klein will come on draft day when he's projected to go in the middle rounds. A native of Kimberly, Wisconsin, which is roughly a half hour's drive from Green Bay, Klein is proud of his roots and has a lot of locals proud of him.
Growing up in northeast Wisconsin, I mean, it's cool because I get a lot of support from the hometown and family and friends, and everybody kind of knows what's going on with us. So I like to keep everybody updated, but I'm looking forward to just getting back into the northeast area to be there for draft day and with family.